Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways of love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 96. I want to take a quick second and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. I appreciate you. You're super fabulous. Okay, tonight's episode is going to be about, does he only want you for sex? Okay, does he only want you for sex? One more time, does he only want you for sex? Okay, think about this question. How many times have you, ended up with someone and, you had sexual intercourse with them and then, they acted as though they liked you or they loved you even, or even asked you to be their girlfriend or something, or boyfriend, what have you, whatever gender you are, it doesn't matter. But think about this. Has it ever happened to you? And if it has, how many times has it happened to you? And people will sit there and say, oh, you're the only person for me. You're the only one in my life. And then what happens? You sleep with them. You grow this intimate relationship with them. So you think. And then you find out that they're only, basically using you for sex, okay? They only want to have sex with you. They don't want anything else. They end up not committing to you, even though they said they were going to, but then don't. They will consistently try to deter the discussion from, when you ask to have a discussion with that person about where this relationship is going, or if it's leveling up and what have you, or, what are their intentions towards you if you hadn't already asked, which honestly you should, but if you haven't and you're going to ask them, go ahead and ask them, and they deter the question. They're like, well, I don't have time to talk about this right now, and they won't schedule a time with you, okay, and, or, they just always are like, oh, I'm too busy. I can't talk about this. Or they're incapacitated all the time. And they're like, well, I can't talk about this. It's not a good time. And, oh, you're so negative. You want to talk about that? That's not a negative thing. Don't allow someone to do that to you either. Or they're going to say something like, well, I'm so busy. Do we really have to talk about this now? That's up to each and every one of you, if you want to talk about it now or not, or if they're not going to. How much time do you guys have together? You got to think about this too. Do you even have that much time together? So if they're not willing to talk about it now, right then, or very soon, I wouldn't even give them any more time. It is, honestly, they don't care. They're only using you for sex, okay? If you're giving them that type of pleasure. I don't know if you feel the same about them as they feel the same about you. If that's what you guys are both into, is just, having sex together. That's up to each individual and each couple. Honestly, you're not actually a couple at that point, so I should be careful how I say that, but it's up to each individual and each two people who are being intimate with one another as to what it is that you really want, need, and desire, within this dynamic. In my professional opinion, it's not a great dynamic to be in. I think that it sets you up for failure. People, the more you have sex with somebody, regardless of what gender you are, the more you gain feelings, and the deeper the connection can actually become. At the same time, males are more apt to just discarding a female immediately when they actually get what they see and find what they actually really want, need, and desire in somebody else. Does that make sense? And they could care less how they treat you, the other person that they had been stringing along and only using. So that's important to understand. And they'll do whatever they want and however much of it that they want to do as far as using you as possible. So that's important to understand as well. Most people, not everyone, there are a lot of chivalrous people out there. There are a lot of great men and women out there today, even still. But there are so many that aren't. Okay, and so there are so many that want to lie to you, cheat, steal your time, steal your life, steal your memories. You know, make you think like there's this dream life that they made up and told you all about and you're going to be part of it. But they're lying. Okay, you don't say you talk to them, their friends, but you don't ever meet their friends. Okay, that's a huge sign. You don't go out in public. There's your sign right there. They don't care at all about you, period. They don't want anyone to know who you are. Either that, but you're good enough to come over and have sex with. Does that make sense? And they'll, you know, oh, we'll have dinner at my house, you know, or your house, you know, or what have you. And that's all you guys do. You don't do anything else. No. Okay. That's not okay. It's not appropriate. You know, you may converse with different friends and stuff like that on the phone, but you don't get to meet them. Okay. Sure. People, you could argue about that one and say, well, you know, that you did talk to their friends. Well, so what? It doesn't matter. Anybody can come in and in between the times that you're not with them and do the same thing. You know, they could be playing you, playing this other person or what have you, and deciding that they're going to place you in the middle of, you know, a third party situation or in competition with somebody else. You don't even know, you're not even in the competition, but they placed you in the middle of, another relationship they're in or potential relationship they're in, what have you. You have no idea about somebody else's relations with another party. Then that's just plain disrespect and disgusting and sick. And, you know, they really shouldn't do that, especially if you have sexual encounters with somebody else. You need to be making sure that you explain to the person that that's what's taking place, because that's how people can get, you can get STDs that way. You can just be brokenhearted that way. People get pregnant, you know. I mean, there's so many things that can happen. There's people that are so upset after stuff like that, then they find out what happens. They go commit suicide. Like, stuff is serious. And I think a lot of people just don't care. And it's very unfortunate and sad to listen to in today's society. And it's been this way for several decades. You know, it's like people just don't care. And it's like they keep living a life of not caring when people really do need to care. We need to stop that cycle of not caring and begin to care again. And most people don't care because they have no self-love within themselves. They have no self-worth. And so they project that onto everyone else that's around them. And then, you know, that person, if they're not strong enough within themselves, ends up feeling that and holding on to it, and they can become very depressed. They can, you know, very sad. They can, like I said, there are people that commit suicide over different relationships, and they think they're not worthy, or they think, gosh, you know, I did all this stuff, and I'm, you of all people, the person that I love, the person that told me all this stuff and filled me with all these, my head with all these dreams, you know, you're the one that did this to me. You know, I can't believe this. And yeah, people lie to do whatever it is that they can do. And that's why I try to explain to people when they're doing it, you notice what they're doing and call them out on it. You know, there's nothing wrong with calling people out on it. People can get very defensive too, but you know what? So what? At least you spoke your piece and you explained what it was that you were concerned about and you know, if they're not giving the answers at all or they're not going to discuss anything at all, well, that's an answer also. It means they don't care. Anybody who loves someone 100% will intentionally try to speak with you and go over things immediately. They will not sit there and wait 5 months or 5 days or a week or a month or whatever. It doesn't matter. No, they will do everything they can to explain to you right away what's going on, the truth, and be honest. They will not only say what they have to say, but they will show you that they're there for you, okay? And they will show you off to everyone around the world. They will be more than happy to have you by their side. They will be more than happy to show you to their family. They will be more than happy to show you to their friends. They will integrate you into every bit of their life that they possibly can. Their work, their coworkers, everybody. Someone who actually is into you and really cares and loves you will do that 100%. They will not listen to anybody else. They will listen to themselves and you. Does that make sense? Unless you're a toxic person and you're trying to harm them, you know, or do something illegal or, you know, something like that, then it's okay to listen to someone else. But otherwise, they're going to go to all lengths to, like, they choose you, you know what I mean? Every length they can to be by your side and integrate you into their lives because you're the one, you know, you're the person they're into. So it is what it is. That's how that works. If they're only using you for sex, they only want to have sex with you, they're not going to do any of that. And they're going to always make an excuse every day that you're with them and you allow them to keep making the excuse. Okay. If you stay with them in so many ways, there's part of you that knows that already, I'm sure. And at the same time, if you don't, then you'll find out the hard way. But also, maybe there is part of you that knows that it's probably not going to work out anyway, and you're just allowing stuff to happen because they're just a stand-in also. Does that make sense? In your mind, and you're like, who cares? Until you find the right person, you know, and then you're going to ditch. So it's almost like you're doing the same thing. You're reflecting back at each other. At the same time, you may not be. Like I said, sometimes it's just the other person that's doing this. And either way, I think it's important for people to explain what their intentions are. And if they don't explain it, and if they don't align with what they say, then, you know, and that can take some time sometimes, especially when people are busy and you don't get to see them every day. But you got to really pay attention, listen to what they're saying, and make sure that they're aligning with what they're saying, okay? Make sure you understand, like, what type of mannerism they were when you were speaking to them. Were they incapacitated at all? You know, like, were they drinking? Were they high? Were they on some other type of drug? You know what I mean? Because people, I'm speaking this information to everyone. So it's not just one type of person, okay? Or were they not? And they're just have a different type of mindset where, you know, they like to say, talk the talk, but not walk the walk, in other words. Does that make sense? So think about that. There's all different age groups that could be listening in at this point. And I think it's important to understand that it doesn't matter what age group it is. It is what it is, and this is how it works. So consider that. But if somebody's really into you and wants to get to know you, then they'll ask you a bunch of questions about yourself too. They will remember everything about you. Like, they will want to know everything about you. They will want to know, you know, where you grew up, what you like, your likes and dislikes, what you, you know, you'd like to eat, you know, what you don't like to eat, of course. All kinds of things, like everything you can think of about you. You know, they will want to know, and they will want to keep that private too and not share that with anybody else. People that share all your information with everyone else are kind of toxic. They are needy and insecure, and they feel like they need to share everything with someone else. That doesn't, sharing other people's information with other people does not make you a secure person, it makes you insecure, and it shows that you are, because, you know, I mean, you can't even keep that foundation of trust and within, you know, the dynamic that it's supposed to be in. So you're going to prove yourself to be an unworthy person immediately if you do that. Okay. It is what it is. Most people do it, and that's where you prove that you're unworthy. That's why most people are divorced, because you are unworthy, because you proved it over and over and over and over. That's what I'm explaining. People keep thinking this is normal to do, but it's not. It's what is happening that's not normal, that's not okay, that breaks the trust foundation and creates such angry animosity and like anger and resentment towards everyone. Okay, to the point where they're like, peace out, bye. Bye, Felicia. You know, they're gone. Okay. And then you're all upset about it. Well, you did it. So own up to your own stuff and stop doing it. Okay? Learn your lessons. Knock it off. That's what I'm saying. Stop being a jerk. Okay? Anyway, so think about this. If they're not doing any of that type of thing, you know, like sharing you and showing you off to the world, you know, that's not okay. Anybody, and it doesn't matter, you know, for any reason whatsoever, nobody can give you a reason that is going to make any difference, okay? It is what it is. If someone gives you a reason not to share you with anybody else or the world and know your relationship, then, you know, that's your biggest sign right there, okay? Think about that. It doesn't matter what age group you're in. People should not hide you from anyone. If they are hiding you from anyone, it's because they don't want you. They don't like you. They don't care. They're only disrespecting you. They're disrespecting themselves also, because who would do something disgusting like that? Only a disrespectful, disgusting person. So think about that, okay? Anyway, that's going to be it for tonight with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you're having a super fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from. And we will talk more later. All right, night-night.